This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I mean, maybe their team doesn't like each other then if they don't have group chats. But, I think that that's just a player, and enjoying this opportunity. So I think that our team does not care about anything that they say. And there's been a lot of chatter and talk from individuals. But, we care about one thing in this room. And we have millions of people that are watching us and supporting us around this country. And we're very prideful in playing for them and the guys in the room. It's an opportunity of a lifetime for us.
Matthew Tkachuk of the Florida Panthers of the United States has not played necessarily a great tournament, or at least didn't play awesome against Canada, but has sort of become the headline guy due to, well, literally only falling behind his dad, Keith Tkachuk, and how fast he could fight somebody in an international game.
Yes.
And that is in response, that quote right there is in response to Canada's Brandon Hagel, who had this to say: "I think we're out there playing for the flag, not the cameras. That's part of Canada and what we have in here. We don't need to intimidate or initiate anything." There we go. "We don't have any group chats going on. We're going out there playing our game and then giving it everything and doing it for our country. We don't need to initiate anything. We're just going to play as hard as we can and do it for the flag on our chest."
And I know what he's trying to say there.
30, here we go.
He's and Hagel was the guy who fought with Tkachuk to open the sounding bell. Hagel wanted to just more or less, I think, make a snide comment. Mm-hmm. But what a point by Matthew Tkachuk. You must not have many friends in
Canada.
You guys
must not like each other that much.
I think we found out that Hagel's not part of the group chat, guys.
Yes. Hagel's the friend that's not in the group chat.
Oh, which is tough. That's a hard way to find out. That's a hard way to find out.
He goes into the locker room. So, yeah, we don't have any group chats, right, guys?
As McDavid's like looking over like, you don't have
Could you imagine
chats.
Having a group chat with Sidney Crosby?
No.
What's that like? Nathan MacKinnon, you guys better not be eating any pasta.
Oh, and McKinnon.
To be in a MacKinnon group chat, you have to FaceTime him before every meal.
This reminds me of former Texas head coach Tom Herman. You had to do a pee test to test your hydration.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a whole thing. Nathan MacKinnon feels like that guy where it's like, everyone's like urination results came in. It's like, some of you guys are dehydrated and we're doing wind sprints. That's what we're doing today.
I will say.
He feels like that guy.
I will say. You know what? One of those guys that got into the first three fights in 9 seconds and everything like that, JT Miller. Don't end the tournament with less points than a pair of Buffalo Sabres. Come on.
Yeah, don't do that. Let's go to the phones here. 803-0550, the number to call on tonight's game, the Four Nations Final. Who do you think's going to win? Which team do you think the NHL actually wants to win? And plenty more on that. But we start today with RJ on the line. RJ, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Good. First off, I don't think the NHL cares who wins tonight. It's a win-win for them just because Canada and U.S. both made it. So I think either way, whatever team wins, I want the U.S. to win, obviously. But I don't think it makes a difference to them because the two biggest powerhouses are in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, do you guys think there's going to be more of those antics from the other game? Or do you think this is just a straight out, drop the puck, let's hard hitting, get moving, and let the game flow? And lastly, I think the Sabres should just sit pat and do nothing this year, because I don't think anything they do can help them anyways. I mean, you can't bring more people to the seats if you go get somebody, because we're so far out of a playoff spot, we'd literally have to win almost all of our games. So that's how I feel about that.
So RJ, appreciate the call there. When it comes to the Sabres, just to do that point first and get it out of the way, if there's a hockey trade to be made, like one that could benefit you through the future, like last year with Middlestat Byram, they could do that.
I'd be fine with that, but yeah. I think the point is right.
Buyer-sellers
like,
versions, yeah. You're absolutely right. But I wouldn't I expect nothing, but Kevin Adams did also mention that the types of trades that he's looking for right now are hockey trades. And that makes a lot of sense, actually. If you could build within the short to long-term future with a deal or reconstruct a little bit of it, but the player coming in has term, I'd imagine that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But not your standard buyer-seller. I agree with that.
Yeah, 100% agree with that.
Now to the good stuff.
To the good stuff. As I've mentioned, I do think there will be antics very early in this game. Mainly, I think it will be the Canadians trying to sort of respond to how the U.S. played the game on Saturday, which was they wanted to go out there and set a tone. I've mentioned I don't like performative acts. I don't really put the U.S.'s antics on Saturday into the same vein as like the Sabres against Nashville after the Tage Thompson hit, where they're like, we've got to show everyone we're not soft. The U.S. felt more like, oh, we're going to set a tone and kind of, you know, push the agenda against Team Canada. We are going to be the ones that set the pace of this game. That's how that felt. I imagine early on the Canadians will try to do the same to the United States, or at least to even the playing field. After that, though, I think very early, it will just be a hard-hitting, skillful game, both teams just trying to get a win.
It's even more so that the game that the U.S. has been playing throughout this, despite, you know, all the skill at forward, they are a very defensively sound team. And I think Canada needs to make sure to match that, because obviously getting past Connor Halbuck is a tough task nonetheless. But if you look at the two of the top three goalies in the entire tournament with save percentage, it is Ottinger and Halbuck in there.
Yeah, and that's I think, really the big advantage for the United States. They've been actually dealing with injuries. Charlie McAvoy is going to miss tonight's game. It appears much more severe than originally thought, which was,
he may
play on Thursday. He's got an infection in his right shoulder. He's got what was called by the Boston Bruins significant AC joint injury. So,
yeah, the Bruins pass is not happy about that.
Yeah, they're not going to be happy. And then you're also seeing guys like Quinn Hughes is called up, but it's like, I'm not flying out unless I'm playing. And he's just getting over an injury, so I can understand that. Good news, though, for Team USA, Brady Tkachuk is on the ice for morning skate. He missed practice yesterday, and Chris Johnson obviously putting kind of the obvious there. Good sign he's ready for tonight's championship.
Which would mean probably no Tage Thompson for you Buffalo fans out there.
Or Rhett Pesce, if you're a Devils fan. Which, if you're listening to us as a Devils fan, I'm welcome. Hi, how are you? Do you miss Lindy? Probably not.
So, do you miss Lindy? Probably not.
But I think that is the United States' biggest advantage is goaltending.
One of the things I do want to look at throughout the afternoon, obviously, we'll keep talking about this as long as we want to, but players that have not put up much of a showing within this tournament, or players that I should be watching that didn't really do much in the game on Saturday. Brad Marchand, for all the antics that happened, he was more trying to go with his skill-based game instead of trying to get in people's faces, trying to irritate them, draw a penalty. And I think that with how the Tkachuks are trying to run around as per usual, you could do that. You could get in someone's face. You can get in their heads. Brad Marchand doing Brad Marchand things should be something they would want out of him today, just so that you can try to gain an extra power play.
Well, and that's going to be a thing that I think Team Canada is going to be desperate for because of the advantage in net for the United States. But then I'd also say the advantage of the skill they have, that could be sort of the difference is if they get multiple power plays, and I'm saying multiple, two or three total for the game, could be a massive boost for their abilities. McDavid's had a great tournament. I think he's got 4 points in three games. He's been everywhere. Crosby's had a good tournament. Nathan McKinnon's had a good tournament. Like, everyone that they kind of wanted to have a good tournament is doing so. And now it's kind of for all the marbles.
I would say not quite everyone.
Not quite everybody.
Not quite everyone. You want to know why? Outside of scoring a goal in overtime against Sweden, Mitch Marner has been absent.
Yes. Yep.
Which.
Well, same to his Toronto.
Toronto fans will look at that and go, yeah, first time.
Yeah, same with, I think Austin Matthews has.
Austin Matthews has one assist.
One assist. I thought it was two. Never mind.
He has less goals than Henry Jokiharju and Rasmus Dahlin.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is only for Yoki. it's only for
Rasmus. It's expected. But exactly. Still also give him his roses. I thought he played great throughout the tournament and was not used enough.
On the great Canadian players, I was thinking about this, and we'll throw it out here now. How big of a game is this for Connor McDavid? I don't think this is the Olympics, Olympic gold, what have you.
But it's his first time in international play, best on best.
Yes. And he
Crosby
now
has a golden goal.
Bingo. And he doesn't have a Stanley Cup. His career is sort of getting into the point of, like, okay, you've been here. Your stats are starting to compile now with the best of the best of the best, not in terms of pace, but in actuality, you are that guy. And you don't have the team hardware just yet. And then you lost to the United States on Saturday and have a chance to go 0-2 in a smaller international competition leading into the Milan Olympics. Maybe it doesn't matter too much for the United States media, but for Canadian media,
that like turns into something.
Yeah. You mentioned Crosby has the golden goal. He has the golden medal. Like he has
the moment.
He has the moment.
He has the moment.
That is equal to many of his Pittsburgh Penguin moments.
He has the moment that you play in a driveway in Canada.
Yeah.
Literally that.
I think if you're somebody like McDavid, who we mentioned, that's why I like the first
game. And he had the surge of one of the best postseasons we've seen in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But it ultimately just fell short. This is an opportunity to at least right the ship there a little bit for his legacy.
But he even had a moment on Saturday. After all the fighting kind of settled down, he has an absurd goal to put the Canadians up 1-0. And there was a feeling, I think, early right there that it's like, oh, all of that meant absolutely nothing. Canada's up 1-0.
No, I thought it was, oh, we're really off to the races. Yeah. We're about to see 4-3.
Like, here we go. But this might be a huge game for him. I hadn't really thought about, like, I like legacy talk, but also it can kind of get lost in the shuffle at times.
Yes,
it feels
a little
overdone.
Lost in sauce.
And because it feels overdone a lot, that, like, every game has to mean something for your legacy. It doesn't. This may, though, for McDavid.
Correct.
Who has hit at every way that anyone wanted, except for the fact that Edmonton really hasn't put a great team around him. He had a great partner in Draisaitl.
Yep.
But their defense and or goaltending has always been an issue. He's made a cup final, but, I mean, that was one of the most tragic ends to a Stanley Cup final ever, was watching Edmonton just literally be out of gas.
Be out of gas after storming back down 3.
Yeah. And this might be his moment to kind of take it.
Opportunity for a moment for him.
Yeah. I'm rooting for the United States, but I don't want to sit here and say I don't like Connor McDavid and I want his career to be, oh, he didn't get anything. Well, Wayne and Sid did. I want him to win something. I want him to have some hardware. I was rooting for Edmonton in that because yes. I want him to get something. And this would be something. And it could be, you know, you could hold your head or you could hold it over the United States. And that's why, I agree with RJ and the caller that the NHL won regardless. U.S.-Canada was a hit on Saturday. It's going to be a hit again tonight and the game's going to keep growing. I think there's also something, though, for Canada to be able to give something to their best player.
Yes.
In how old is he now? 28? 29? I mean, he's now getting up there in age where we're getting towards the, hey, he's got to win something now because we're running out of time. I think
Connor McDavid is 28, yes.
I think it's a really, really fun storyline going tonight. The United States doesn't necessarily have any of those players.
Also because of the fact that he was robbed of this.
Yes.
Him and Eichel both. They've been robbed of this opportunity, and now it's here for both of them.
But you look at the top-tier American players, a lot of them have the thing they needed. Eichel has his cup, which you'd have said 5 years ago you'd have been stunned by. I know. I'm sorry. Sensitive topic.
Mm-hmm.
Kachuk went from a damn good player to, man, all right, everybody wants a Kachuk on their team. He's got a cup. He's had 2 straight Stanley Cup finals.
Yeah, there's – and ready? On the other side of it, he plays in a Canadian market.
Mm-hmm.
Auston Matthews has 1 assist in this tournament.
Yeah.
And he's the captain of this USA team.
I was going to get to Matthews. Like, he's not on the same vein as McDavid.
But he's in the same country where their market can be a little bit more scrutinized.
And he's got the stigma, too, of, man, you're wonderful. You might be the best goal scorer of your generation.
I wouldn't even say there is a different stigma between Matthews and McDavid at this point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It is it's drastically different because McDavid did go on a cup run.
Mm-hmm.
Matthews tends to disappear in the moments.
Yeah, the whole thing with them is, great, you made it past the first round, and then you all stop playing good again. Again, the reason they make the playoffs every year with bad goaltending or bad defense or even just bad culture is the high-end talent's unbelievable.
Talent actually makes up for it.
But every year in the playoffs, that bad culture rears its ugly head and they disappear. I think it's big for both
of them. He's been nastier in the playoff series, but like nasty doesn't equal success. You gotta actually contribute. You actually got to have something measurable when you get there at that point. It's about production at that point. You have to. And in Toronto, it could be very much looked at as, oh, he shied away in the biggest game again.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs a big game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Marner and him both, especially with Marner coming up on a contract year.
Mm-hmm. Which I know some Sabres fans have been keeping an eye on that.
It's me. I'm Sabres fans. Give Mitch Marner what he wants.
803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, of course, talking the Four Nations Final. Coming up tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPN the rest of the way. You're listening to WGR.